You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Diabetes is a metabolic disorder and it can be life-threatening if not treated. Today, we look at some of the myths around diabetes so that we can get more clarity and help ourselves and those around us be more aware of this dreaded disorder. We're joined by Dr. Zahir Bayat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran for joining us.
For the invitation.
Is diabetes more prevalent in the Indian community?
Absolutely, Mona. I think what we have to understand, there are certain conditions that are more prevalent within certain ethnic or racial groups. And diabetes definitely is much more prevalent in the Indian community. Even according to the South African guidelines, we suggest that within the Indian community, we should start screening and checking for diabetes, type 2 diabetes specifically, from as young as 30 years old. So definitely it is much more common in our community.
And is that because of diet or is it because of genes?
It's a combination of both. I think a lot of genetic material play a role. And we do see if there's a family history of type 2 diabetes, then there's more risk for the individuals coming in the future generations to develop diabetes. So definitely there's a strong genetic risk associated with it, which is important for us to mitigate. But also diet does play a role, and we're not considered to be one of the more healthy communities out there.
Yes. So simply said, is it something that is preventable?
Type 2 diabetes, so we have to make the distinction between type 1 diabetes and type 2. So the type 1 diabetes is where the person has a complete inability to either make insulin or use insulin effectively at all. So these are usually children or adolescents who have this condition. And from the first day that they are diagnosed, they require insulin. The patient with type 2 diabetes is a bit more complicated than that. And they start off with lifestyle measures, which is what you've asked about, and then move on to one tablet, then two, three, and eventually will progress to insulin. So whether you are at risk of diabetes, so there's a strong family history, or you yourself may be what we call pre-diabetic or have diabetes, most definitely lifestyle measures is the cornerstone of that treatment plan. And this includes a good, balanced, healthy diet and exercising on a regular basis.
Yes. Now, when it comes to sugar-free, can a person with diabetes consume sugar-free chocolates, cakes and other treats as they please, as it is sugar-free?
I think the most important thing there is that everything in moderation. This is a Sunnah method. So even when it comes to sugar-free consumables, drinks, etc., we should be in moderation. I think it's important for us to recognize what do they then use to sweeten that beverage or that sweet if they're not using sugar. So in sometimes they say sugar-free, but they're actually using maple syrup, or they're using drugs, or they're using chemicals such as aspartamine or aspartame derivatives to give you that sweetened taste. Now, those over time have been shown that if you overuse them, they also may have problems for you. So there are different variations of sweeteners which are currently available in the market. But my recommendation to my patients in a personal manner is try and do everything in moderation. If you have been good with your diet for the entire week, you've been really strict with yourself, then definitely towards the end of the week, a piece of a sugar-free chocolate or sugar-free sweet could be in order as a type of reward for being good. But to indulge with it, to expecting continuously using it and not worrying about your sugar levels, that's definitely not recommended.
You know, while you're sitting by the table at a walima or wedding or something, then the uncle on the table will say that, you know what, I'm going to indulge and I'll just take a double dose of insulin.
Yeah. So that's quite common. Our patients actually do indulge. And I think amongst our community, we try to look for every excuse to celebrate with a bit of food. So it happens more often than we think. But it's not a good idea. So what that usually does, immediately at that point of time, I mean, Mona, you've been to many weddings. We hardly ever see somebody pulling out their insulin at that time and giving it to themselves. So while they have eaten or partake in the meals, taken a bit of extra cool drinks, etc., their sugar levels are extremely high. And that high sugar level definitely is causing damage. So to indulge and then reactively go and try and drop your sugar after the fact of indulgence, that's definitely not recommended either.
You've made reference to, you know, type 1 and type 2, and that type 1 is generally amongst kids and, you know, those who are able to break it down from the get-go. In terms of, you know, parents looking out for kids, you know, do parents need to be more aware in terms of, you know, the possibility of their kids getting diabetes?
Absolutely. We're seeing something that we never saw 20, 30 years ago. We're seeing teenagers develop type 2 diabetes. You know, we just go to our massages, we go to our schools, and we have a huge problem with weight and obesity in our community as well. So definitely parents need to be aware of this. And one of the ways they can be aware of this is to look for certain symptoms, not only in their children or their adolescent children, but even in themselves. For example, excessive levels of thirst, getting up frequently during the night to go and pass urine, losing weight without making an attempt to lose any weight, chronically fatigued, blurry vision. These are some of the symptoms that not only a child or adolescent, but even an adult with very high sugar levels will experience. We recently had a brother who came to us and he noticed that his child was starting to wet the bed again at age 7, so passing a lot of urine during the night. And when we tested, unfortunately, that child had developed diabetes. So these are some of the things the parents can do to keep an eye on their children to see if they have any symptoms. If they are concerned, you know, a simple test with their general practitioner or their GP will be able to discern whether there is diabetes or not.
Yes, certainly. Jazakumullah khair for the useful advice. We really appreciate it. Barakallahu feekum, Dr. Zaid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our guest, Dr. Zaid Baird, a physician, endocrinologist, and chair of the Society of Endocrinology, Metabolism and Diabetes of South Africa, as well as the head of internal medicine at the Helen Joseph Hospital, speaking to us this afternoon about diabetes and the myths around that.